like I need to say it again, because you are pitching your tent towards Sodom. You're not in Sodom right now.
Right.
You're not there yet, but neither was Lot.
Right.
And it all started that when he first was told, and Abraham said, "What do you want, Lot? Tell me what you want." And Lot, he just looked around and looks at those rugged mountains up there and said, "That don't look like good grazing pasture up there." He said, "Man, down there, look at that green lush grass. So beautiful. Nice little city down there in the valley. I'll take the well-watered plains of Sodom. That's what I want." And so he just started looking that way. And then the Bible goes from there and says that he pitched his tent. It's almost like he put the doors of his tent to where every morning when he would walk out the doors, he would look at all that was down there. But when we see him in grave danger, he's inside the city. He's inside the city doing something that doesn't seem fathomable, especially to a man that I am with girls.
Right.
To tell these homosexuals beating down the door, wanting to have a relationship with angels. Lot says, "Here, take my virgin daughters and do what you want with them." How twisted. You see, he didn't think like that before. Not when he was up there saying, "Well, you know, this looks better for my finances down here. And I can be a great cattleman with all that grass, and I'll make lots of money and my career, my lifestyle. This would be much easier over here." Right. Abraham said, "Go ahead, take it." It wasn't too long till he was in the city doing the unfathomable. Let me tell somebody here today, Herod doesn't want Jesus in your life.
Right.
I said, Herod doesn't want Jesus in your life. And if he can just get you to turn, if he can just get you, look, come here, son. If he can get, you may be walking this way, if he can just get you just off just a little bit. Just off just a little bit.
Right.
Right.
He ain't gonna try to turn you all the way around. No. Because he knows that ain't going to work.
That's right.
But he
right.
just tilts you just
oh, he's preaching.
Just a touch. Get you facing some. Get you facing things that aren't of God. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. I don't want to be turned towards anything that is not towards you. In John chapter number 1, as I close, John chapter number 1, verse number 11. "He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Will you miss Christmas this year like these did and so many others will do again? The sad truth is that most of this present day world will miss another Christmas. They'll miss the whole purpose, the whole reason. Can I even be so? Well, I am appealing to you today to not to get wrapped up in all of the things, all of the superfluous things. Will it be because you haven't given him your personal space? You haven't given him yourself? I know there's some of us here right today that I want you to understand that you may be feeling what the enemy wants to say is he's trying to put a guilt trip on you. I'm not trying to put a guilt trip on you. You may be feeling conviction because you're not really where you want to be.
Right.
I've been there where I thought, man, I'm just not where I want to be. And that may be where you're at today. I'm really not where I want to be. And yes, preacher, you're challenging my walk with God. And you're challenging me in such a way. Friend, don't feel guilty. But allow the conviction of God to work on you, to work you to a place of repentance. You see, it's really quite easy. I can repent of that. I can pack up my tent, if you will, and I can turn in a different direction.
Yeah. That's right.
So you know what? I'm not going to pitch my tent that way no more. I'm going to take down my tent. I'm going to pack it up. We're going to set it a different direction. And the beauty of God is that He's going to help you do that. You don't have to feel alone to do that. Will you miss Christmas because you're consumed with the rituals, the parties, the activities? Will you miss Christmas again because He's just not quite going to be the Lord of your life? You just want Him another part of your clutter? I pray today that none of these that I've preached would be you. I pray today that none of these would be me. As I went through them personally today and even last night, as I studied, I thought, God, this is the last thing. I want to give things to my kids. I want to see them happy. I want to do these things, but how much more does my Heavenly Father want to give me good gifts? I'm just an earthly father, and I know what I want to do for my children. I know how bad I want to make them happy. I know how excited I am to see the excitement on their face and the joy on their face. But how much more does my Heavenly Father want to see the joy and excitement on my face when I've been struggling, when I've been wrestling, when life has been difficult, that I can unwrap, if you will, the present that God has given me. And I unwrap it with anticipation. God, I need you more than anything. I'm not going to miss another Christmas being all wrapped up in ribbons and wrapping. But God, I want to open up the greatest gift that you made to mankind, and that's eternal life. Yes. I want to open up this gift, God, and I want to live life to its fullest. I don't want the guilt and the shame and the heartache and the pain that keeps dragging me down. God, I want to be delivered of those things. The heartache, I understand all of us have lost loved ones along the way, and sometimes it's very difficult. It's very difficult around the holiday season when you've lost somebody that you love so dearly, because that's always been a time to be with family and so on and so forth. But let me tell you that God can give you peace that passes all understanding. You know how I can say that? And how I can say that with great confidence today? Because the Word said it. And not only because the Word said it, I've done it. I've tried it. I've been in those places of deep, deep pain and hurt. And I've said, God, I can't take anymore. And you said you would not put any more on me than I can bear. And right now I feel like I'm going to break. I'm going to shatter. I'm going to crumble. And there's some of you today that you feel the same way. And I'm giving you a key. I'm giving you a remedy today. If you'll put it in the Master's hand, if you'll put it in the hands of the Master today, the King of Kings, if you'll truly let Him be more than just a babe in a manger,
more than just another baby announcement. Because to some, that's all he is. He's just a babe in a manger. Oh, just a good little story. No, the Bible said that this day, in the city of David, in Bethlehem, is born unto you a Savior. And can I say this morning that here, all Jerusalem, they had been waiting for the day of the Savior to come. They had been praying that a king would come. And here he came. And they didn't even realize it. Here the king was born that day. And all of their prayers that they had ever prayed for a Savior, they missed it. How tragic would it be today? And I know some of you, you've prayed prayers. You've prayed them again. God, I need salvation here. I need help here. I need to live. And you prayed the prayer, and you prayed the prayer, and you prayed the prayer. And because Pastor just read a good little story about a baby in a manger, a Savior was born today for you. In your situation, in your life. And how many like Jerusalem will go, oh, wow, that's cool. How many will just again be in wonder and say, man, that's cool, when your prayer has been answered and you don't respond appropriately. Will you give your life to him today? Say, well, I've done that once before and I messed it up. That's okay, do it again. That's fine, perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. We all stumble, we all fail, we all need it, but we all need to get up.
Right.
Try again.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Okay. No, really. No, really. I'm serious. Well, I've tried this before. I tried, but I keep on failing. I keep on making a mistake. I keep on doing it. Thank it's okay. It's okay.
Thank you.
I'm here to try to help you with your relationship with him. Get back up again. Get back up again. Do your best. Try it again. Give them your all again. Well, and you may just need to be honest with yourself and say, you know, well, the last time I did, but I kind of held something back. And I'm embarrassed to admit that. Uh-huh. I don't want anybody to know. Nobody has to know. That's why it's a relationship between you and him.
Yeah.
Lord, I tried giving you all, but you knew exactly that I wasn't giving everything. You knew that you were just going to be a part and but here I am again today, feeling your mercy and your grace and that appeal to come to you again. God, forgive me. Is there anybody right now? Anybody right now? Today, a Savior is born. Today, a Savior is born. And I open this altar right now. Today, a Savior is born. Are you going to take his salvation? Will he just be another baby? Will it just be another no vacancy sign put up on the door? Will you be just too busy about, are you too worried about what you're going to eat this afternoon and what you got about planning the rest of the day? Or are you going to let that carnal nature try to kill out Jesus in your life? Make an appeal to you today. Don't worry about whoever's around you. Don't worry about that. Maybe
Maybe you don't feel comfortable coming down. That's fine. Don't worry about coming down. Turn right around. Turn right around. Turn right around where you're sitting. Talk to the Lord. Will you do that? Will you find a place to pray today? Will you find a place and say, Lord, open up. I've got some things messed up and some agendas all out of whack, and I've been out of shape and priorities aren't right in my life, and come on, friend, that's what the Lord's trying to help you to do today, is rearrange those priorities and put Him first.
Jesus.
Don't make Him just your little favorite toy when you need Him. But you can have Him all the time. You can have Him walking by your side each and every day. Come on, will you find a place to pray? Will you find a place to pray? Will you talk to the Lord today? Reach out and touch Him. Come on. Come on, will you do that? Will you do that this morning? I'm not going to miss another Christmas. I'm not going to miss another opportunity. I'm not going to miss another time to get closer to Him. I'm not going to miss it today. I'm going to take full advantage of the opportunity that God has given me today. Take full advantage. Come on, take full advantage today. Oh, oh, oh.
¿Cómo se llama la medicina? No diga la medicina.
Maringa.